Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 441. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's show is in honor of Father's Day, and I think it's going to be a great show. Before we get to that, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And I would love it if you would go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. That would be awesome. All right. So, like I mentioned, this is in honor of Father's Day. And so today I'm going to give you my words of fatherly dental advice. Plus, I have some snippets of TV dads through the years. So what I thought we'd do is let's start off with a little snippet of Andy Griffith attempting to give Opie some fatherly advice.
Why? If it ain't Charlie Moneybags, the big philanthropist. How do you do?
What you talking about, Paul?
I'm talking about the underprivileged children's drive.
Oh, they collected for that at school, Paul.
Oh, I know they did. Oh, I know they did. And when they called your name, you gave the large, generous amount of 3 cents. My, that is big of you, Diamond Jim.
Did I give him too much, Paul?
Too much?
I could ask him to give back 2 cents.
Didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure. Just yesterday, I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now, that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it. I don't like Jimmy no more.
Well, I just don't see how anybody who has got as much as you could care so little about others.
I care about others honest.
Not when you give a little piddling amount like 3 cents. That's being selfish. You should have given at least a half a dollar or a dollar.
A dollar? Gosh, Paul, I only have $2.20 in my whole picky bank, and I'm saving it to buy Charlotte something.
Well, now, that's dandy. That is just dandy. Whole dollars you'll squander on your girlfriend, Charlotte, but when it comes to the underprivileged children's fund, you've got only 3 cents.
I wasn't gonna squander it, Paul. I wasn't gonna squander it.
Yeah.
What's squander?
That's throwing your money away foolishly.
Oh, but, Paul, I wouldn't be throwing it away.
It's all right. It's all right. You're saving to buy your little girlfriend, Charlotte, a toy. That's all right this time, I expect.
No, Paul.
Or if you want to take her to the movies and buy her $2 worth of popcorn, that's all right.
I'm going to buy her a coat.
After all, it's your savings and whatever you... You're going to buy her a what?
A coat. The one she's got's kind of wore out.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm. When I asked her how come she didn't get a new one, she said because her ma didn't have enough money.
And you were saving to buy her a coat for next winter?
Mm-hmm. By then, I'll have enough.
Well, Opie, you never told me that's what the money was for.
You never asked me.
Yes, I didn't, did I?
What are we having for supper?
Well, you and Aunt B's having fried chicken, and I'm having crow.
Isn't that awesome? I thought that was so cool to start off the show with. I had a lot of fun with that. So, like I said, fatherly dental advice from me, Dr. Kvitko. So let me just tell you some of the things that, you know, some of these I have told my children, some of them I have told my patients. All right. So here's one of the biggies. Kids learn from dad by watching what dad does and not by listening to what he says to do. So when your child sees you brush your teeth, they brush theirs. Just like the picture of the thing where, the dad is shaving and the little boy wants to come and he puts shaving cream on his cheeks and there's no blade in the little toy razor, but he's shaving because he wants to imitate dad. But that also extends to actually going to the dentist. So if a child never sees mom or dad go to the dentist, they're going to wonder why they're going. They're going because they have to, but they're not going to continue because they're going to think, well, my dad didn't do it, so why should I? Okay? So that's one. By the way, these are probably all going to show up in the Dr. Kvitko question of the day today, so you may want to pay attention. Another one is, you maybe heard this, maybe not, only floss the teeth you want to keep. Just floss the ones you want to keep. That's it. It's that simple. All right? Because, I don't know about you, but I hope to live to be about 124 or something like that. Heck, why not go for 125? And I hope to have all of my teeth when I get there. And I know that if I brush them on a regular basis, I floss them on a regular basis, and I go to my dentist on a regular basis. And yes, I do go to the dentist. I just happen to already be there, so I just bring a dentist into the room. I can't do it myself, though, folks. Then I can get there. Because we are designed to make it through our lifespan with all of our teeth intact. All right? Another one. This one was at home because I remember when my daughter had her first cavity, she couldn't believe it. And I said to her, just because your dad's a dentist, that doesn't mean you can't get cavities. So you could, remember that, because you could expand that. Just because your dad's a physician doesn't mean you can't get cavities. Just because your dad is a multimillionaire doesn't mean you can't get cavities, I'm sure Queen Elizabeth has had cavities. President Obama. Everybody can get cavities if you don't take care of your teeth, like we said. All right? And then another one. This one is pretty important because I say this to young folks a lot, especially when the parents aren't in the room. And it's this. Taking care of your teeth is like taking a test in school. No one can do it for you. And the only one that gets hurt if you didn't prepare, if you didn't study, is you. So if we extrapolate that to teeth, nobody can brush your teeth for you or care for them for you. Yes, me and my hygienist can do it, twice a year, three times a year, four times a year. And your mom and dad can hound you to brush your teeth and floss and so on, but they can't do it for you. The only one that can really do that is you. But most importantly, this is the most important part, in my opinion. It's that if you don't do it, you're the only one that gets hurt. Dad's going to have his teeth till he's 125, if you're my kid, right? But if you don't brush, you don't floss, you're the one that's going to be losing teeth. You're the one that's going to have the toothache. You're the one that's going to have the gum disease and the missing teeth and all of that that goes along with it, the pain and the swelling. Okay, so that is four of my fatherly advice from a dentist dad. And those actually are going to be Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And you may or may not know that when we, every week, we give out free flowers from Vice Number Florist. And so in a little bit, you're going to have a chance to call in and win those flowers by answering or actually remembering that those are four of my items of fatherly dental advice. Okay, so I think let me just go ahead and give you a couple more. I know. Let me use this time to remember my father-in-law, George Janicek, my father, Louis Kvitko, and I want to give a shout-out to my son and son-in-law. My son's name is Brian, and he has two young boys, and I call him BJ. He doesn't go by BJ anymore, but I call him that. So, BJ, happy Father's Day. He's an awesome dad, by the way. And then Corey, my oldest daughter, Heather's husband, he's not a dad yet, but he will be in about 3 weeks. So happy early Father's Day to Corey. And I know he's going to be a great dad. I just absolutely know it. He's just that kind of guy. And can't wait to meet my new granddaughter. They already named her. Her name is Elizabeth. So I'm going to drive out there as soon as we get the word. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, I need you all to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. Which of the following statements reflect my fatherly dental advice? Is it A, kids learn by watching what their dad does better than by hearing what he tells them to do? B, taking care of your teeth is like taking a test in school. Nobody can do it for you. And if you don't study and do poorly, the only one who gets hurt is you. C, just because your dad is a dentist doesn't mean you can't get cavities. D, only floss the teeth you want to keep. Or E, all of the above. Here's a hint, folks. It's all of the above. So if you're just joining us, you now have a chance to call in and win. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we have four people on the line. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And what we have is Susan, Sarah, Ralph, and Missy. And so let's see, over the break, I rolled a dice and it came up number one, which is Sarah. Actually, it's number two is Sarah on the line. Anyway, hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. Do you have an answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today?
That would be E, all of the above.
That's right. All right. So, hey, Sarah, what do you do for a living?
I work for Chase.
Oh, okay. Awesome. You count their money.
Thank you. Sort of.
Sort of. All right. Hey, stay on the line because we want to get the information as to how to get you those flowers, okay? So you have a great day. I think she might have been listening to the radio at the same time. We're starting to get some feedback there. And Susan, Ralph, and Missy, please call next week, and you'll have a chance to win flowers then. Okay, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, and this show is in honor of Father's Day, episode 441. All right, and so what we're going to do is continue with my fatherly dental advice, you know, advice from a dental dad. And the next thing that I hadn't have on my list that I haven't mentioned is be proud of your smile. Be proud of your smile. It's just something that you need to do because, well, let me give you an example. Yesterday, I went to a dog washing station, and the woman that came up to greet me was missing one of her front teeth, and the other ones were all brown stained and decay, and she didn't know I was a dentist. I didn't say anything, but I was with someone, and that someone turned to me, and they said, "Doc, you need that. She needs your help. I mean, she really needs your help." So what happened there? Rather than seeing the person, seeing that maybe she was a wonderful person, great dog groomer or whatever, all he could focus on was her terrible smile. So you need to have a smile that you can be proud of. All right. Now, another one, which kind of is in the same vein, is don't have summer teeth, which means some are here, some are there. And we don't want to have that. You want to save your teeth. It's always cheaper to save a tooth. Make sure you save it if ever given an opportunity, ever given the chance. All right? So make sure of that. That's very, very important. Here's another one. Smiling at a stranger is the quickest way to break the ice. It really is. It really is. I mean, if you've never met this person, you're walking up, you're 30 feet away or something, maybe you're going to ask for directions or something. When they see you smile, they don't feel threatened, and they're ready to help you by the time you get there. And another one is a beautiful smile can light up a room. So you can walk into a room, and if you flash a beautiful smile, then you can change the mood of the people in the room around you. It's really cool. All right. Now, let's see. I think I'm looking at my timing, and the timing is kind of close today. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a couple more snippets of these TV dads. Here we go.
Listen to this, hope you might learn some.
I have to go pee-pee.
I'm behind the tree there. No one's looking.
Somebody get in your face. You got to make them think like you crazy.
How?
By your body language, your voice, man. People step to you, man. Tell them you better back off.
You better back off.
Maybe if you didn't come off like a criminal, you wouldn't be treated like one.
You know, Ernie, we're never really alone, even though it seems that way sometimes. We have friends who remember us and who think about us.
Mike, you're never going to be able to please everybody.
Girls come and go, but you'll always have your family.
DJ, we're still a family. And now is when we really need to stick together.
We must protect ourselves. Look after one another.
Dinner at Rosa Grill in an hour, ? Boom!
Kids don't eat dinner.
What do you mean you don't eat dinner? What do you do?
I don't know. You just walk around and jump off stuff.
You can't invite a girl to jump off stuff.
Well, it's way better than see you then, XO.
You're in, buddy.
But I'll tell you what you do. You're gonna be fine. Just go in there, say I do, be done with it. You feel better?
Well, I'm
good.
There's no secret to marriage. Just remember, show your woman you love her every once in a while. A woman will put up with an awful lot if she knows she's loved.
Let me tell you something. You're supposed to love your father because your father loves you.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We are doing a show in honor of Father's Day. This is episode number 441. And I have one more of my own fatherly dental advice items. Okay, this is interesting because this was a conversation I had with my oldest son. And it goes like this. Just get the braces. You'll thank me later. Because he was, I don't want this. This is my body. You shouldn't make me do this. And I'm like, you'll thank me later. Just get the braces. And he has a beautiful smile. And by the way, that's the son that has the two children. And you know how you hear all the time, you know, don't get dad another tie. He doesn't wear it and it's not appropriate. Well, my son, Brian, got me a tie. I'm actually wearing it. So if you are watching this or if you want to watch this, and by the way, all of our episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com, complete with video. So I'm going to hold this tie right up to the, try to get it up to the camera. There it is. And so thank you, Brian and Mary, for this wonderful Father's Day tie. All right, so I thought I would bring you some quotes or some other fatherly advice from people that aren't necessarily dentists, but they're fathers as well. So here's one. Quote, my father always said, the past is gone, written in history books. This is from Piero Ferrari, son of Ferrari founder Enzo Ferrari. Here's one. Bob Harrington, co-creator of Maddie's Quiet Relief Cough Syrup. Quote, my father always said, every problem is an opportunity. Every problem is an opportunity. And you know what? I actually look at a problem is something that, you know, it's, to me, I take every negative and I try to make it into a positive. And so if I were going to give some non-dental advice, that would be one that I would do, is take every negative and make it into a positive. And in fact, it's kind of a challenge. It's something that I take on as a challenge because it's kind of what I do as a dentist. Let's face it, people don't want to go to the dentist. They're not real happy when they get there. And so I have to basically try to get their mood to change, get them to realize this isn't going to be scary. It's not going to be a bad thing. I'm going to make it into a positive thing. And so I remember that one because I think that's a pretty important one. Okay, let's see now. We have one from Amelia Clark, actress in Game of Thrones. And for those of you that don't know, she's that blonde woman that has been apparently, queen to several different kings before they got beheaded or overthrown or whatever. And hers is, my father always said, never trust anyone whose TV is bigger than their bookshelf. I thought that one was pretty cool. Who watches more TV than they read, right? I thought that was pretty cool. And let's see, one more before we go to some more snippets. And that is from Rex Smith, the actor. My father always said, it ain't bragging if it's true. All right, so let's listen to some more of the snippets from TV Dads.
You know, Dave, sometimes parents like us are a little reluctant to let you guys go. So if we seem to hang on to you, you've just got to be a little understanding about us.
You're my young, and I love you more than anything or anybody in the whole world. And nothing or nobody can ever change that.
Not until you grow up and become a daddy yourself will you fully appreciate the feeling of love and tenderness that I get every time I look at you, my son.
And don't forget, Ernie, when things get rough, you always have a friend you can pray to.
Oh, I already did that.
Oh, you did?
I prayed for you to come in here.
There's just one thing I'd like you to bear in mind. The family's one place where you're always wanted,
Don't you ever forget it.
But when you lose, see, that's the hard part. That's when you have to take yourself in hand, show it ain't getting you down, and that you're a good sport about it, and that you're gonna try again. And when you do that, you'll be on the road to becoming a mature human being.
Bob, we always have to have rules and laws, but we also have to use them with reason and justice.
There are a great many fields open today if you're willing to start at the bottom and work up. All it takes is hard work, perseverance, determination.
You know, Wally, shaving is just one of the outward signs of being a man. It's a whole lot more important to try to be a man inside first.
Take my word for it. Money isn't nearly as important as the good feeling you get from doing the right thing.
You don't use the ability and the brains that God gave you, you're cheating. You're cheating God and you're cheating yourself.
Now that you're taking on a job, you're taking on a responsibility, you know. Be prompt, hardworking, and loyal.
As you go through life, try to improve yourself, not prove yourself.
Remember what I've always told you. Never start a fight, but never run away from one.
Do you know the nice thing about having a son? You can watch him become a man and grow up with him all over again.
Because we want you to feel that you can come to me or to your mother at any time, with any problem, and we'll understand.
It's a father's duty to see to it that his son grows up to be a respected and trusted member of his community.
But you're going to find out as you go along that there'll be lots of times that you have to make yourself a little unhappy in order to make other people happy. Never tell anyone anything you don't want repeated.
You're my son, and I'm proud of you just for that.
We'd be a lot better parents if we didn't wait till they did something good to let them know we're proud of them.
I think what he meant was that we can't expect to get our children's love unless we first get their respect.
If you live your life in a dream, Beaver, someday you're going to wake up and find out you've never had anything real.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
The most interesting character I have ever known is my father, Mr. Ward Cleaver. He does not have an interesting job. He just works hard and takes care of all of us. He never shot things in Africa or not saved anybody that was drowning. But that's all right with me because when I am sick, he brings me ice cream. And when I tell him things or ask things, he always listens to me. And he will use up a whole Saturday to make junk with me in the garage. He may not be interesting to you or someone else because he's not your father. Just mine.
I don't know if it sounds so good, Dad. But it sure made me feel good when I was writing it.
I'm glad it did, Beaver. Made me feel pretty good to read it, too.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining me. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.